I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
That's it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he goes on and on and on. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a beautiful 38-year-old female with a 54-year-old man. Everything in our relationship is perfect, except our sex life. The big problem is that my man can go for hours, and I'm not exaggerating. He doesn't take any male enhancement products, but he's in great physical shape for his age. I have been knowing this guy for 13 years. We dated a while ago, then he got married. After his divorce, we started dating again. We talk, we laugh, travel, and he is great with my kids. The only problem is that he wears me completely out. It makes me feel insecure when we are intimate because I feel like I'm not handling my business like I should. He told me that he has always had a hard time finishing up, and I'm not doing anything wrong. He says he almost gets there, but then nothing happens. Don't get me wrong, the first 20 minutes are great, but after that, it gets to be a bit too much. I encouraged him to go see a doctor. I need him to fix this issue as soon as possible. Can you offer any advice in the meantime? Well, my advice to you would be to take his advice and his words of comfort, which were, you know, look, he enjoys it with you. It's okay. It's not your problem. He's always had a hard time finishing up. You're not doing anything wrong. You have to listen to that because obviously you're not. This is just a person that you're not sexually compatible with anymore because of his issue. It takes him a while. Maybe he does need to see a doctor. You never know. Usually guys have to see a doctor because, because of ED. Okay, that's a good way to put it, because of ED. But he has the opposite situation. Some women would probably love it. You, on the other hand, this doesn't work for you. So compatibility is the key in every relationship. Maybe you both need to go and see a doctor or a sex therapist or something like that, a legit one, so you guys can find out, you know, find that sweet spot between the two of you where it's not too much for you and it's not too little for him, or it doesn't take him too long to get there. So that's my advice to you. Both of you guys see someone, see a doctor, and 'cause it could be something medical. You never know. It could be something medical. Who's going next? Jay?
Well, here's...
Hello?
here's what he needs to do.
Okay.
I'm trying to put this so you can say this on radio.
I know, I was struggling
and please
a bit
do.
Too.
Please
I was struggling a bit too, Jay.
Okay, you know how when you... We all like McDonald's fries, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'm using that metaphor. So, but
right,
sometimes
right.
Before you get home... You try some of the fries before you get there. You understand what I'm saying?
You put your hand in the bag.
You put your hand in the bag and enjoy a couple of the fries. So by the time you get home, in most cases, sometimes you buy two bags. You eat one bag in the car. Then when you get home, you have another bag.
To go with your burger.
To go with his burger. What he needs to do is get two bags of fries. Eat one by himself. Mm. Then he has a bag of fries to enjoy with his lady. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have a bag of fries by yourself. Somewhere where nobody knows you having fries.
Just eat fries.
You just enjoy them fries. Then when you get with your lady, y'all share the bag of fries that you got left. And and it's enjoyment for everybody. Anybody make, does that make sense?
It make a lot of sense. It make a lot of sense.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. None of the ladies understood what I'm saying.
I'm trying to. You hear me going,
She's fighting it, but answering at the same time.
Let me
though.
See if I can break this down. Okay. Say you got a gun.
Ooh, that's kind of rough, but go ahead.
Well, okay. You want to go somewhere and practice shooting. Mm-hmm. Fire a couple shots off for New Year's. It's early. Pow, 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 pow. Pow, pow. Then when you get to the other firing range, you only got a few bullets left. Mm. Is that making sense to anybody?
Yeah. I see what you're trying
to
go.
See what I'm trying to say? All right.
I see where you're trying to go,
Jay. Okay.
Yeah, but I think
that's
I got a way we can work this out, though.
Can you make it radio friendly? Because I just couldn't.
He goes on and on and on. Now, Shirley is out. I'm going to handle part two of the letter for her. Now, this letter is about this woman. She's 38 years old, and she's dating a man who's 54-year-old. They've been knowing each 54-year-old, and they've been knowing each other for a while, and they kind of, you know, they've been dating. Her problem is this dude can go. And ladies, I mean, he can get busy in the sack, and she's just exhausted. Tommy, you're here. She needs some advice. What kind of advice can you offer her?
First of all, this girl.
Because she thinks he needs to go see a doctor.
He don't need to see no damn body. No, he don't. There's nothing wrong with him. He is doing a great job at his, I'm not going to say profession, but the man is doing an outstanding job at what he do. This is what he do. Okay? And he good at it. So here's what I'm going to say.
He said he good at it.
I know all this extra
stuff. Good at it. He good at what he do. I'm a man after my own heart. You know what? I don't know if I'm good as he is, but I will say this. You cannot handle the job that he putting out. You can't do it. And you already said that. So guess what? Bring some more people in that can help you get through the job you can't do. So here's what I want you. Yes, this is what I want you to do for your man.
It's like a contractor. When you look at a job, you know, need more people.
Thank you, Jay. How many times people done laid concrete and said, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. You know what? I'm going to call Rockamo Concrete. Rockamo Concrete, they going to come over here. You know what? We're going to also call Mason Concrete and let them come in here let them do the backside of the building. Yeah. So we're going to have them. I'm going to be the main area. Then we're going to have Rockamo Concrete on the side, and then we're going to have Mason Concrete on the other side, and then we will have what they're looking for. Call in Rockamo and Mason.
Because can I say something? Because, see, if he don't call for help,
he's
going to be there on that job a long time, and it won't get finished.
But he's not good at the
job. He's not good at that.
No.
Call
Rockamo and Mason.
You know what this like, Tommy? You know what this like?
What's it like?
You ever seen them kung fu movies?
Mm-hmm.
And it be just one master, and then they bring in like 900 students. They got to get some more help in here.
Right.
The same thing.
Especially when Bruce Lee.
And Bruce Lee.
When Bruce Lee whooping everybody behind.
Man, they got to get some more people in here.
Everybody standing around swinging their arms. And then all of a sudden.
You got to work.
But wait, can I jump in for a second?
Go ahead, jump in.
So now her problem is she loves what happens, the intimacy, and she's enjoying it. But then, you know, the job is not complete, and so she feels like there's something wrong with her that she's not helping him get the job complete.
No,
so she feels like he needs to go to a doctor. You see what I'm saying? That's in the letter as well.
What you ain't gonna do is get a doctor
involved to
help a man who can go long. Go shout. Don't no man that go long wanna go shout. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you understand.
How that sound?
Let me tell you something. I done went long and shout. I choose long every time. I wanna go long. Don't nobody wanna go shout.
How that sound going to the doctor?
I'm telling you. What? You know, Carla, you know,
Doc,
a 50-yard pass is way more fun than a 15-yard pass.
Okay. We got first down. We got some yardage on our record. Mm-hmm. We got a lot going on.
Yeah, so wait a minute, guys. So now, Jay, you were saying what now at the doctor's office?
What does it sound like, Tommy? Maybe you and I can do a quick reenactment of a man going to the doctor complaining that he go too long.
Okay, come on. Here we go. Let's go.
You want to be the doctor? You want to be the man?
I'm the man. You the doctor.
Okay, all right.
Oh, goodness.
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
Hey, Doc, I got a serious issue, man. It's really bringing my relationship down. I need to talk to you, man. I'm here to help.
Hold on, let me close the door. Nurse, hold all my calls.
Hey, man, I'm so grateful for you to just be talking to me. I need you to get me through this, because this is an issue in my relationship.
I'm here to help.
Listen, Doc, I'm not reaching where I want to reach early. I'm reaching it late. You understand what I'm saying? Long story short, I'm going too long.
I would really like to go in
15 minutes. I would like to be there.
You're an hour in.
No, I'm an hour and a half.
Just imagine something like that. Go right ahead.
I'm an hour and a half, Doc.
See me, I'm a bunch of 3 minutes myself. But go right ahead, talk. I'm
too much information, doctor.
So, doc, you 3 minutes?
I'm about maybe 14 to 15 minutes and a half strong.
But see, doc, that's what I want. I want
anyway.
That. I want that, but I'm an hour and a half before I get there. And it's killing her. She don't like this. She want me to hurry up and get there. And I'm just trying to figure
out. What you taking? Are you taking anything?
No, no.
You're the doctor.
This all me, Doc. This all me.
You ain't taking nothing?
I ain't taking nothing, Doc. Let me get
another doctor in here, because he needs to see this. Dr. Jenkins.
Yeah.
You need to see this, man. This is unbelievable.
What's happening?
Hey, Dr. Jenkins, is there anything you can help me get there faster?
Nurse Miller, all of y'all need to come in here and see this. I'm an hour and a half.
Yeah, Dr. Jenkins.
No break?
No break. It's consistent. I'm consistent.
What?
Can I speak for the nurse?
Yes, go right ahead.
I'm the nurse, and I'm here on behalf of his woman in the letter. She's exhausted, okay? All right, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter. We got to go. Coming up in 10 minutes, Kanye, his bizarre rant at the White House yesterday.
I don't have to save my marriage.
Come here, nurse. Let me have this.
Get off me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.